Hello, my name is Faith Kilonzi.
I'm Rona Joy Kome.
I'm Diana Mungina.
And I am Marianne Mwikali. And together we are
Global Tech Sailors.
This is a podcast where we explore the latest trends and technologies in the world of
cybersecurity,
data science,
software engineering,
DevOps,
and many more.
Welcome aboard.
Okay, so hello guys, how are you doing?
We are doing great.
Okay, that's Mwikali. So yes, for anyone who wants to know. Okay, just so I feel like we've been doing this podcast for a long time, and sometimes we have a very automatic introduction, and sometimes we don't really realize that who is speaking and at what point. So the person speaking right now is Faith Kilonzi. I am a host at the Global Tech Sailors podcast, and we are a franchise. Please, more products coming up. This is just the podcast. So my name is Faith Kilonzi. I'm a software engineer practicing data engineering and slowly into DevOps.
Yes, my name is Marianne Mwikali. People normally tell me talking bezos.
Please.
But anyway, I am Mwikali. I am basically a software engineer transiting into data science.
Mm-hmm.
I might move into AI and machine learning in the future. So, yes.
That Amen. Is me. Uh-huh. Diana.
I am Diana Mungina. I am a software engineer. I'm also a data analyst. Analyst, sorry. And I'm also a mental health activist.
Yeah. Okay.
I am Rona Joy Kome, a software engineer as well. And I will call myself a cybersecurity. I don't want to say enthusiast. But okay. I am a learner of cybersecurity. Very interested. Yeah.
Okay, nice. I just wanted us to introduce ourselves so that our audience can
get to know us a bit more. Know us a lot.
Yeah, but we already have the introduction bit of our podcast, but this is just to make sure that you tie the voice to the host.
Yeah, that is very important.
You guys can, if you're yet to watch our first episode of, you know, getting to know us, you could go.
And get to know us in depth.
For sure.
But getting on to our today's episode, we want to talk about the future of work in the age of AI. I know for sure right now you've already heard about or read so much about how artificial intelligence is going to automate jobs, it's going to make displace people and all that. But also there's also the aspect of its benefits and all that. So we just want to have a conversation to reconcile how you can position yourself in the age of AI to make sure that you're still useful, and also to make sure that AI can work for you instead of you working for it or it displacing you in your workplace. But maybe before we get into the nitty-gritties of that, we just want to share a few statistics with regards to how has AI adoption been done in the current world. I'll start with a research by Gartner. Gartner is a security company that works in the, with trends and market research. And according to its research, it says that 85 of enterprises will be using AI in some form by 2025, and that is meant to increase the market value of AI is about to increase to over $12.6 billion with regards to AI investment globally. Diana, you have a few more statistics?
Of course, yes. So I was also reading a report by World Economic Forum.
Mm-hmm.
It talks about basically AI and how AI can impact the future. So they were talking about 85 million people will be replaced by AI.
Ooh,
85 million.
But also the other, the positive
the world
side.
Is right now the current population is 8 billion, so don't worry.
You're not among the 85 million.
Uh-huh.
On the positive side, though, AI will also create
more
97 million jobs. But they were talking about the jobs that you will be replaced are things like data entry, things that are mundane, like they are automated and they are repetitive.
Yeah, yes.
Mm-hmm. Like that are entry. But jobs like that need human skills such as empathy, content creation, they will not be the same because someone can create content through AI, but they will be leveraged in some way. So yeah, I think that.
So then you want to mean, if I am in a job that requires empathy, maybe
hospitality,
doctor,
yeah. Therapy.
Therapy. I am likely not to be, replaced because the AI part does not have
emotions.
Emotions. The way they tell you,
I'm sorry.
AI, I don't have emotions.
I am not trained
but
to
they,
do
they
this.
Will say sorry, but it doesn't even feel
the pain.
Okay, I get that. Wow.
Okay. So we are not so bad, right? Yeah. I mean, one of the tone that I want to set for this episode, and hopefully all of us will, is we don't want to speak from a place of fear or giving people, making people afraid. We want to show you from, we want to talk from a place of opportunity.
Yes.
So I'm thinking of a way of making sure that we have this conversation in the most elite way possible to give people solution. So we are more solution oriented as compared to problem oriented, right?
Yeah.
And just maybe to start us off with something positive is previously, for those who did history in high school, there was the conversation about agrarian revolution.
Mm-hmm.
Where initially farmers would do all the manual work in the farm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then with the introduction of machinery in mm-hmm. the farm, so many farmers were worried that these machines will replace us.
Yeah.
Tell me, if you've gone to a farm and not seen farmers, so in the long run, they realized that the automation, the machines brought more automation, made their work easier, but didn't necessarily replace them.
Yep.
So in this regard, I feel like this can, far-fetched or not, be compared to AI, where I feel like with the AI and automation in tech, it's more likely to create more opportunities and make our work easier than completely replace us. So we can use the tools to make our work easier, but not necessarily it getting rid of us completely. So that's the approach I want us to take. Or does anyone have anything to add based on that?
And talking on the part of the agrarian revolution, I think for the farmers who maybe embraced the machinery,
mm-hmm.
they did much better and they got better results compared to those who felt like these things are coming to take
mm-hmm.
away our source of income, maybe,
mm-hmm.
and maybe shunned away machinery. I think it's the same way as AI. If you were to embrace AI, it will make your work and even maybe your output better. The quality of work you produce at work might be better because this is something that is basically helping. It is not necessary that AI will basically displace you. In as much as, yes, it will, but if you use it to your advantage, it might be actually a helping hand in you improving the quality of work you produce.
Correct. So embracing is mostly the first step, not mm-hmm. the I feel like sometimes because you're so much afraid of something, you are more likely to approach it from a place of fear mm-hmm. and maybe ignorance. So right now, me, I like the people who are curious about AI, people who are curious about, ChatGPT, how to use it.
Mm.
I mean, I feel like with some of these things, it will make you think, okay, this is where it fails. This is where I can come in, that kind of thing, right? So speaking of which, and thank you for bringing us to this first point, is we want to talk about what are the advantages, like what is the good of AI? What is the, like, how has it made life easier? Maybe you can just, I mean, you've had in healthcare robots doing surgery and all those things. So we just want to hear maybe across the room, how do you think AI has made life easier or what are the advantages?
Cha-cha-cha-cha-cha.
Mm-hmm. 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 Uh-huh, Mikali?
I can say automation of processes,
uh-huh.
basically. I think that's the most basic thing that machines and AI has basically done. Taking out the most cumbersome processes and mm-hmm. the things that we normally do on a daily and just making them automatic.
Yes.
Let's say, for example, I'd use a very... I'm not sure if an ATM machine is an example of...
Yeah, okay. It is.
Yeah.
Automation.
Yeah, exactly. It is automation, but I'm not sure if it falls under AI. Is it?
Does
it?
I feel like we... This conversation can... it will span through okay. automation and AI. So thank that's you. Still part.
So with ATMs, I feel that was very helpful, because imagine every time you wanted to withdraw money, you had to go to a teller and maybe queue mm-hmm. and wait until I don't know how many hours so that you may be able to take some amount of money off your account.
Yes.
That would be very tiresome and time wasting, right?
Correct.
But then with automation and everything else, you're able to just walk to your ATM machine, withdraw some money, and I think that has also been incorporated into our mobile phones. You're able to withdraw money from your account at the comfort mm-hmm. of your home using a phone by dialing a specific USSD, and you're able to withdraw money. So I think automation is one key point that definitely carries this whole topic.
I also think AI is very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I'll talk about how it has helped me. It makes my work easier. It makes my work easier as a software engineer. Mm-hmm. I can easily Google something if I'm stuck, mm-hmm. instead of trying to find people to help me solve my bugs. Like, it is the fastest way mm-hmm. to help me solve the bugs that I have. I'll also talk about, I don't know if you know this company, it's called UPS,
mm-hmm.
the United Parcel Service.
Mm-hmm.
You see, it has used AI to automate most of its delivery services,
mm-hmm.
like the automation of, they use AI to deliver items. So, I don't know the name, but they use something that doesn't require you to use fuel.
Okay.
AI.
I think I've seen something, but I don't have delivery, the exact words.
Which mm-hmm. has saved them mm-hmm. millions of money, mm-hmm. and still people are working there, so it doesn't replace really. It just reduces the cost mm-hmm. and
improves.
Yeah. It also uses AI to analyze the weather,
mm-hmm.
so when they want to deliver something, maybe in the US or mm-hmm. in Eldoret, they will look at the weather. What is expected maybe at 2 p.m. Will the delivery be affected by mm-hmm. the changes in weather,
mm-hmm.
which is quite helpful for such a company, because it is a logistic company.
I don't know if we are talking about the same company, but I've heard of Zipline. Zipline uses drones to yep. do delivery.
Uh-huh.
And also, I think also Amazon uses robots
mm.
to deliver items to the people that have bought them. Yeah, yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Rona?
I am thinking, you know, I actually get a little bit lost. So maybe for mm-hmm. this episode, you mm-hmm. can help me clarify mm-hmm. the big difference between AI, machine learning, and data science to mm-hmm. be able to get clearly the picture. But mm-hmm. apart from that, I think there's this, I've been thinking of the way we get to sites, different mm-hmm. sites, for example, banking
mm-hmm.
apps, and you are trying to, text a caller or mm-hmm. support,
mm-hmm.
but
mm-hmm.
now you there's the
chat option bot.
Of the chat box, which is mm-hmm. number one, fast.
Chatbot, sorry.
Mm-hmm. It's fast, number one, and I think conveniency mm-hmm. as well,
mm-hmm.
flexibility, because you can use it at any time, and not as opposed to, I know call centers have people who have 24-hour shift, but I think there's a lot of conveniency when it comes to AI. So
mm-hmm.
yeah,
I think to maybe, correct me if I'm wrong, to maybe try to segment or to bring together these three things that Rona mentioned: data science, artificial intelligence, and machine learning. So data science is basically the process where you have in data, right? You analyze that data, you're trying to get probably some results or some output. You're trying to notice trends in this particular data.
Mm-hmm.
Can be in any way. Because in data science we have like two main topics, data analysis and data representation.
Mm-hmm.
The visual representation of this data that you're getting, right?
Yes.
Now these data sets that you're basically using in data science are what is used to now train machine learning models.
Yeah.
Because you want it to behave in a certain way when it goes through a particular, let's say for example, output.
Yeah.
And then now artificial intelligence is basically now being able to maybe behave in a particular way because of past occurrences. Does it kind of make sense?
I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it is not more of artificial intelligence is the entire umbrella.
It's like the whole thing.
It's then data science uses machine learning,
mm-hmm.
applies the concept of machine learning to make sense of things.
Yeah,
that's it. So artificial intelligence is like umbrella where machine learning, data science on every other thing, these chatbots and all these things
mm-hmm.
can be applied,
mm-hmm.
but it's the whole periphery.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you have to start from the data science
mm-hmm.
and then move to machine learning, so that all of those compose artificial intelligence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you. Now
they
I know.
They depend on each other.
Now I know.
Mm-hmm.
We need that to think about the predictive analysis for
mm-hmm.
hiring. You see the way the recruiters use this AI. Recruiters use the AI to try and find the best candidates.
Yes.
That is why people tell you to tailor your CV to the job that you're applying
mm-hmm.
to. So that they use AI
mm-hmm.
to look at what work experiences do you have, what education do you have, what skills
like basically
do you
filter
have.
Through.
Yeah, so it will help them filter through. So if your CV doesn't really match with whatever skill that they are looking for, it will be a disadvantage on your side, but it is an advantage to them because it is saving on their time
mm-hmm.
and resources.
Correct.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So basically, in summary, if you might say, the benefits of AI, artificial intelligence, automation, is really has to, a lot to do with making our work easier, automating processes, increasing productivity, because if you are doing something as mundane as data entry,
mm-hmm.
then you have someone doing that for you, or you can make that process more efficient, you can automate it. Then it's, in general, I think it also improves the quality of what you produce.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to say that I use ChatGPT or AI for my assignments, but it has definitely made my work easier with regards to I know what to search for,
mm-hmm.
or it gives me a preamble of what I can use. I mean, right now, do you know Turnitin, the plagiarism checker,
mm-hmm.
is now checking AI.
Yeah.
Yes. So as part of plagiarism, it's checking, is this assignment generated by AI and all that kind of thing. So if you use it for good, it might make your work easier, but you need to make sure that you know how to use it.
So it can either be constructive or destructive.
Or destructive, for sure. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, if you tell ChatGPT, write me a code that checks for the sum of numbers in an array, it's easily going to give you that, right?
Yes.
But do you understand? So unless you actually use it and see how you can apply that information, you're more likely to get cheated in the process as well. So I actually saw a TikTok video of a lady, she's a lawyer. She got almost a perfect score at the bar exam.
Yeah.
Only for the professors to realize that she actually used AI.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so her degree got retracted. I'll give you guys a link later on, and hopefully if I find it, I can share the link with our show notes on the bio.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things that we were like, wow,
mm-hmm.
she actually used AI, got almost a perfect, you know how law exam is hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she used it and she almost got a perfect score. So it's one of those things that in as much as you're using AI, you want to use it responsibly. And I mean, there are a lot of ethics and integrity values that you have to adhere to with regards to the usage of it. But the good of it is that it is very useful. You need to embrace it. You need to know how to use it responsibly and make it work for you. Speaking of which, do you guys have concerns of whether your job is going to be taken by AI?
Mm-hmm.
And how are you positioning yourself? Are you positioning yourself to make sure that that doesn't happen?
I want to say that in as much as we feel that AI is going to take away our jobs,
mm-hmm.
AI doesn't have the ability to maybe have or possess my thought process.
Mm-hmm.
How I'll sit down and maybe solve a particular problem isn't the same way AI will.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll realize that whatever I am offering probably has a human touch to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I, let's say for example, even in our country right now, if we were to sit down and try solve the problems in our country, I think if I was to be compared with AI, yes, it would provide solutions that are really like important or correct. Mm-hmm. But I feel it doesn't have that human touch to it. I have been here. I have lived in this. Exactly. I have lived here.
Mm-hmm.
So I am able to provide solutions that are well thought of.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even solutions that are just... What is the correct word? I don't know if there's a correct word, but I believe AI doesn't have that human context.
Okay.
That human touch to everything. Mm-hmm. So... in as much as, yes, we fear that, yes, it will take away my job, I believe I'll use it to my advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe when I'm doing my research, when I am carrying out my different tasks during my in my workplace,
mm-hmm.
it will help me, but it won't take away my job.
Yeah, maybe just to frame the question differently for Diana and Rona. With the actual example of what you do on a day-to-day work, do you think AI will write code, architect or design a full stack software application from ground up based on what you've seen so far? And I mean, I hope this is very clear that when you talk about AI, we are not just talking about ChatGPT, we are talking about every other tool that every company is trying to come up with. Do you think it can create a quality, a good full-stack application from ground up?
Okay, I'll start first with, yes, it could replace me as a developer,
mm-hmm.
but what am I doing now that before it replaces me? Am I using it to my advantage or I'm just waiting for it to replace me? The second most important thing is, how am I putting myself to ensure that it doesn't replace me? I think the main goal or the main point is, are you sharpening your skills to ensure that AI will not overtake you? Because there will be that difference between the most skilled and the less skilled. So it will not replace everyone. It will replace the people that are less skilled in the field. So ensuring that you have the skills. Not to answer your question about...
Mm-hmm. Because I was about to ask you why you not answered me.
To answer that, I think, no, it can't. I don't think it will build it to perfection. There will always be errors. Because mm-hmm. I have also tried using it. And at that point, you'll have to debug your code for some very long period of time if you wholly depend on it to solve or to build for you the entire application. So I think you have to understand what you are doing or what you are creating and the language that you are using to be able to now use it to help you write code.
I saw a meme on Diana's last point. Basically, mm-hmm. before AI, a programmer would face a bug for probably 5 hours. But then now that we have AI, you'd find that, yes, you're borrowing code from AI, but then you'd spend a day or more trying to debug that code because it's basically when, especially when you don't understand whatever it is you're doing.
Yeah.
Maybe, if I may add something. Actually, there was something. I think there was a time ChatGPT contributed something for me and I realized that it gave me a link to a GitHub gist, which is non-existent. And I was like, you can find this code here only for me to go to GitHub and I can't find it. I mean, so I feel like it's too automatic. Sometimes it's not smart. Then maybe before we get to Rona, I think there's something that we need to clarify. Artificial intelligence does not mean they are it's an expert.
Yeah.
There's a difference between intelligence and expertise.
Yeah, and the fact that you've said artificial intelligence, artificial means it's man-made.
Correct.
Human are prone to error.
You are preaching, my sister.
We are all prone to errors, and the fact that we are the ones who are building this thing makes it even... We aren't even
more
supposed
inaccurate.
To be even...
And you know, sometimes I think of myself every time I'm trying to do an assignment and it's getting... and I'm like my mind keeps tempting me to go there and research, and I'm like, geez, I'm even better than this thing. It's just that it has more... maybe it has read more books than I have.
Mm-hmm.
Just that... I mean, it doesn't mean that it's better than me.
If you were given
it's,
the same knowledge...
It's artificial, for heaven's sake.
Exactly. If you're given the same knowledge, you'd be able to create such
a
thing. Even a better one, maybe.
A better one, maybe. Rona, what are your thoughts?
When I look back at when I have used, again, chat GPT, gives me a lot of errors. So you have to spend... more time debugging the code that you have been given. So I don't think it's 100%
accurate.
But it does help. That's
it does help. It's a supplement, but it's not the source of truth.
Yeah, it's
can
not,
we say that?
Yeah.
And I also want to bring to your attention that besides ChatGPT, there are other AI tools, right? And there's something that sometimes you forget that, I mean, you guys are in data science, right? And your model, your machine learning model, is as good as the amount of data
that you give it.
And the accuracy of that data that has been used to train that
very
model,
true.
Right?
Yeah.
And speaking of which, you've realized that ChatGPT has data up to 2021. So much has happened since 2021, you guys.
Very true.
So right now, if I ask it about something that happened yesterday, it doesn't have information about it, right? Even last year, but one. So it means that the artificial intelligence is as good as the amount of data it has been used to train and the accuracy of that data, obviously. So it is very important to note that in as much as it has the power, it's not full power.
And also to bring in my data science part a little bit.
Yes.
When you're talking about data that is being used to train a model,
data
is not always correct, as Faith has said. We normally have discrepancies and outliers. You'd find that we have like... Yes, we have a common result from a common data set, but then you'd find there are outliers. I don't know if these things are factored in when this data is being used to train these models, because if not, it definitely means that there will be error. Definitely there is error. And we've actually seen that these AI models do have errors sometimes. Probably because of the data they've used or something. So AI is not always correct. That's the thing.
Nice. And now maybe getting back to our main topic about what's the future of our jobs with regards to AI. Personally, I do believe that AI cannot build as good something, a project ground up as I would do. Because I feel like, for example, if you look at the full stack software engineering life cycle, the very initial stage has a lot to do with the user. Going out there, doing a research on what does the user want. How can they... basically, what do they want exactly? So the user research, being able to analyze what the user wants, prioritizing all those things, the full stack software engineering process, I don't think it can do it. Maybe it might write the code, but maybe a minimal viable product. But the full stack application, the one that is being used in different places, I am not sure. So those are some of the things that maybe you have to bring to your attention before you approach AI with a lot of fear, because expertise, intelligence, artificial, for heaven's sake, artificial, underline artificial. Artificial is man-made, and intelligence does not mean expertise. So maybe as we wind up our conversation, I want us to discuss how then do you position yourself? And I think Diana touched on this briefly. How do you position yourself? And doesn't need to be with regards to tech or anything or your actual career. How do you position yourself, regardless of where you're at, to make sure that you're embracing AI and it works for you and it doesn't necessarily replace you? How do you approach, how do you position yourself with the actually in the future of work? Anyone wants to start?
Yeah, yeah. I think I can go. So I would say, I think it circles back to learning and becoming, you know, good at what you're doing, like leveling up your skills, being good enough, because as much as we are saying it will not replace, there is that bit of maybe because it automates some things and it can be able to do some parts.
Mm-hmm.
Some part of the job, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it brings us to people who, if it's replacing, then the best remain in the game. Is that okay if I put it that way?
Yeah, I think Diana said that in other words, for sure.
Yeah.
On making sure that what you know, you know.
What
like
you know,
be
you
a,
know.
Like hone your skill in such a way that, like, master your
craft.
Quote unquote. Ah, okay.
Craft.
Thank God. I almost said another word. yeah, for sure. So master your craft and keep learning.
Keep learning.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And as we are talking about just this AI, I think for the people who are, you know, the data scientists, the machine learners, it's for them. I think it's more jobs to them. What do you guys think? The fact that we have so many people trying to incorporate AI everywhere.
Is they are just using OpenAI API. They should build from scratch.
Is it a plus for, is that a sign for us to move to data science?
I don't think
and machine
so.
Learning.
I mean, with tech, you really need to be passionate before you move to something.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's really a T. Of course, there's something that I read on Twitter, and I know Twitter is not the most credible place for sure, but we were having this discussion, and someone said that, like right now, you know, we have, even previously, we had people working in traditional data centers and doing networking, right?
Yeah.
But I know people are doing cloud computing, they are hosting on AWS and all that.
Yeah.
So that has been a shift, right?
Yeah.
But there's something that has remained consistent. Security is still something. So for us that we are in cloud security and cyber security, I think we are secure.
We are secure.
Pun not intended. Please, Diana, what do you think?
I think I was trying to also answer Joy. I was reading an article.
Yeah.
It was saying about how cyber security experts will be needed because of ethical considerations. Like, they have to take care of the integrity of the information that is being given by ChatGPT. So they will need more people in the cybersecurity, as you have said.
Yes, and now speaking of ethics and all that and policy, I have someone, and I think I shared with you guys, I have a friend of mine who is a lawyer, and she's specialized in tech and law. So we should bring her around just to have a conversation about ethics and how to use tech responsibly, especially AI, and what are the frameworks behind data privacy, data security, and the accuracy of the information being shared on the internet.
That's a very interesting topic.
I'd love to learn the policies and regulations around tech.
Yes, for sure. Mm. I think it's something. Season 2, guys.
Season 2, watch out.
Season 2. Do you have anything? How are you positioning yourself, Mikali?
I think I also read something that says, in as much as we are saying AI will create jobs, we all have to agree that these jobs that will be created have to be high skilled, like highly skilled. You have to be highly skilled to get these jobs. It might be in tech, it might be in other industries, but the fact remains that you will have to be good at what you're doing so that you may be able to maintain your job. That's a fact. But then it also doesn't take away the fact that we've said AI is artificial.
Mm-hmm.
So that basically AI is artificial, basically. It is man-made. So the fact that this is man-made means that we'll have many people having to be trained so that they may be able to create more models. Meaning that if humans do not exist, AI doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
But then also, you remember AI can be self-learning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let's not take away that part.
Yes.
So yes, it is self-learning, but I am
it
assuming
needs a human tone.
Exactly. I am assuming it requires me to train it or to feed it data
yes.
that it needs so that it may be as good.
I mean, they have data feeding, or I was working with Spark the other day and you can actually do that automatically. But that's
wow.
a conversation for another day.
So I'll just say be good. Be good in what you do.
So hone your craft for sure. That
yeah.
is a point I'm getting.
Mm-hmm.
Then keep learning as well and position yourself in spaces or in places that you can learn the most and take advantage of AI instead of it taking advantage of you. And maybe I just want to finish with a message of hope that...
Give us hope, please.
Let me give you hope.
Give us.
You know, initially, before everything else, like someone would pay you over $1,000 for you to create a website for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people have discovered that there is drag and drop, and they want to give you $100, or they will even do it themselves.
Yeah.
Or someone who's not even a techie can actually create a website ground up, and you won't ask them anything
mm-hmm.
for sure. So I feel like things keep changing, and
yeah.
we are in tech, and tech is actively advancing.
Mm-hmm.
So the message of hope is that, as long as you're advancing with the tech advancement, you're good to go. Because you know how to apply the new information to become better than what is being brought. If you show someone that you can create a better responsive site for them, integrate with ChatGPT, integrate with a chatbot for convenience, integrate with this tool, like value.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, what value are you bringing in whatever you're creating for the other person? In your workplace, what makes you irreplaceable? Those kind of things. I think it comes down to that, because every other day things are changing. It's up to you to showcase your value and make sure that whatever you're doing is useful.
Yeah.
Or more useful than what's trending.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. This conversation was interesting. So
it was more of an eye-opening conversation
mm-hmm.
because you know, start thinking of the things that you never even thought about before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
as Rona said.
Yeah, for sure.
But
okay. Yeah, so for sure. So thank you guys for engaging with us, and if you're listening to us through Spotify or any other podcast listening platform, there's a part where you're supposed to, you can give feedback, you can send us a voice note. So you can send us a voice note, then we'll play it at the end of the episode.
Yeah.
Then if you're watching on YouTube, feel free to leave out a comment on how you're positioning yourself for the future of work
yeah.
in the era of AI. Very, very important conversation. Keep sharing, keep subscribing, and let's sail through tech together. This has been Global Tech Sailors. Bye-bye.